In 1987, the year we moved to America, Eazy-E released Boys in the Hood, Toni Morrison, Beloved, and Rita Dove won the Pulitzer. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, had just become the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A Different World, a sitcom about Black kids in college, premiered. On every stage, Black people were re-architecting the straw man's version of American history. We arrived in the United States and bounced from Dayton, Ohio, to Lynn, Massachusetts, to Kent, Ohio, before settling in Akron in 1991. In our American life, we were a kind of repository for my mother's friends and relatives who cycled in from Nigeria for months at a time, Uncle Abubakar, my Auntie Myro, my mother's eldest sister, who seemed to spend whole days making everyone laugh, later her daughters, my cousin Mimi and Baby, in their hijabs, and then again with their own small children in tow. Everywhere I looked in this childhood of mine, there was prayer. There were women cloaking themselves in their God's invisible sheen. Islam and Nigeria were the life-sized picture book we lived inside. Our mother's whole existence and my father's art instructed me and Jamila to question the truth of a map. In Akron, Ohio, our three-story, turn-of-the-century house occupied the corner plot of Cochran and Firestone. At 324 Cochran Avenue, our grass grew wild like a field that had been abandoned. Our grass grew to heights that made neighbors stop, look, talk, the kind of lengths that made me wonder, were we poor? The rhododendron bushes that hugged all sides of the house were overgrown, overactive bloomers. And all day you could hear the bees hanging their hives, the branches bending and smacking our French windows like switches twisting in the wind. Firestone led to the streets where mostly poor and lower middle-class Black people lived. It led to Bookman, the underfunded Black school my parents pulled Jamila out of after only 3 weeks of third grade, transferring her to the private school we both attended for most of our childhoods, St. Maria's Catholic School. On the Cochran side, our street was racially diverse, but my playmates mostly Black. Segregation lived among us politely. Catty corner to our front pine, Cochran dead-ended into the back of Bookman High School's football field. It was where Jamila learned to rollerblade, but not come to a full stop. Come summers, we played Red Rover, Catch, Jacks, and Foursquare. We listened to the air, backlit by the sound of Bookman High School boys learning how to brutalize a body in the name of football and discipline. We taught each other, down, down, baby, I'll never let you go, and sang, with jiving hands, Rockin' Robin, Tweet, Tweedly Dee, the rhythm undeniably Black. With my American father and my Muslim Nigerian mother, our family stood on the edge of every line, money, homeland, ethnicity, religion. Jamila and I were something new. We were the water between two landmasses. We were our parents' Africans. Mornings after her Fajr, our mother folded her prayer mat away like her own private country. In the second floor room where my sister and I bunked together before Jamila moved into the attic, our mother stretched, surrounded by boxes full of old tax records that, like her daughter's, reached back to the 80s. On the ground, her legs a V, she could touch her forehead to each knee, could touch her forehead to the hollow space between her legs. Once limber enough, she performed Adramet Syandran's son, Paschimottanasana, Halasana, and Saravangasana poses, her stomach concave, a perfect posture. Thin wrists, long legs, but my mother was no ballerina. Still, her body could pirouette with laughter. And though she laughed constantly, it was like every laugh took her by surprise. Every part of her, shoulders, mouth, eyes, hips, contained an arch, a delicate fortress. All the arches of her gracefully crowded around the sound she shyly tried to stifle, but which always escaped. Where my father laughed like a man, wide-legged, echoing and sure, My mother teehee'd like a woman blushing into easy joy.